This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Common farm chemicals may fuel deadly hospital infections, UK scientists warn. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPHP, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence, agricultural chemicals commonly used across Britain's farmlands may be creating drug-resistant fungal pathogens that subsequently cause life-threatening infections in hospitals, according to University of Manchester scientists and public health experts. The researchers warn of a potential crisis linking agricultural practices to healthcare-acquired infections, though the mechanisms remain under investigation. Key takeaways: University of Manchester scientists have identified potential links between farm chemicals and hospital fungal infections. Agricultural fungicides may be selecting for drug-resistant pathogens that later infect vulnerable patients. Their search highlights an overlooked pathway for antimicrobial resistance development outside clinical settings, rising concern over farm-to-hospital infection pathway identified by UK researchers. Potential pathways, farm-to-hospital infections, how agricultural chemicals may contribute to healthcare-acquired infections. Step 1, farm chemical exposure. Step 2, resistance selection. Step 3, hospital transmission. Source, University of Manchester Research. 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News, Agricultural Chemicals Under Scrutiny. The University of Manchester research team has raised concerns about the widespread use of antifungal chemicals in British agriculture. These compounds, designed to protect crops from fungal diseases, may inadvertently be selecting for resistant fungal strains that can survive both agricultural treatments and clinical antifungal medications. The scientists argue that this represents a previously under-recognized pathway for the development of antimicrobial resistance. Unlike hospital-acquired resistance, which develops under clinical selective pressure, agricultural resistance may be creating pathogens that arrive in healthcare settings already equipped with survival mechanisms. This research adds to growing evidence from our latest studies on environmental sources of drug resistance, hospital infection risks, fungal infections in healthcare settings disproportionately affect immunocompromised patients, including those receiving cancer chemotherapy, organ transplant recipients, and individuals with severe underlying medical conditions. According to the World Health Organization, invasive fungal diseases carry mortality rates that can exceed 50% in vulnerable populations. The University of Manchester researchers suggest that agricultural fungicide use may be pre-selecting for pathogens capable of causing these devastating infections. If confirmed, this would represent a significant public health concern, requiring coordinated responses across agricultural and healthcare sectors. Common farm chemicals may be fueling a looming public health crisis by creating drug-resistant fungal pathogens that subsequently cause deadly hospital infections. University of Manchester research team, Medical Express, 2026, Implications for One Health Approach. The findings underscore the interconnected nature of agricultural practices and human health outcomes, supporting the WHO's One Health initiative. This approach recognizes that human, animal, and environmental health are intrinsically linked and require integrated surveillance and intervention strategies. Current antimicrobial resistance monitoring primarily focuses on clinical settings with limited systematic surveillance of agricultural environments. The Manchester team's work suggests this may represent a critical gap in our understanding of how resistance develops and spreads. For more insights on antimicrobial resistance patterns, see our global health coverage. What this means for patients: increased awareness of infection control measures, particularly for immunocompromised individuals in healthcare settings. For clinicians, consider agricultural exposure history when treating fungal infections and advocate for enhanced infection control protocols. For policymakers, develop integrated surveillance systems linking agricultural chemical use with healthcare-acquired infection patterns. Frequently asked questions: how do farm chemicals reach hospital patients? The exact transmission pathways remain under investigation. Resistant fungi may spread through environmental routes, food chains, or healthcare workers who have agricultural exposure. Which patients are most at risk? Immunocompromised individuals, including cancer patients, transplant recipients, and those with chronic diseases, face the highest risk from drug-resistant fungal infections. What can be done to prevent this pathway? Researchers recommend integrated surveillance systems, responsible agricultural chemical use, and enhanced infection control measures in healthcare settings. The University of Manchester findings represent an emerging area of research that may reshape how public health authorities approach antimicrobial resistance prevention. As investigations continue, the integration of agricultural and clinical surveillance systems may become essential for protecting vulnerable patients from these potentially deadly infections. Source: Fungus threatens food and human health. Researchers argue